You know, the sports funding is really, really important for our clubs across the county. Obviously, the clubs every week and every weekend and every day of the week are doing fantastic work in terms of working with the young people and people of all ages. It's very much based on the voluntary commitment of volunteers. But the development of the clubs and the development of facilities is something which really needs support from the government. And the Community Sports Facilities Fund is the fund which the government has, which provides that funding. And it's something that I'll, as Minister for Sport, be opening up over the course of this summer for applications, with the objective of having funding commitments announced by the end of this year. And to help clubs prepare for that, I'm organising a number of information meetings across the county this coming Monday at 6 p.m. in the Lake of Shadows for Inishowen, clubs based in Inishowen, and then on Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. in the Clanree Hotel for clubs in the Letterkenny, Milford area, as well as Finn Valley. And I'll also, in a couple of weeks' time, and announce it subsequently, hold meetings in the west of the county and in the south of the county as well. The key objective here is to make sure that clubs are thinking ahead, knowing and deciding what it is that's the biggest priorities within their club to apply for funding for. And it's my objective then as Minister to work with them to make sure that they're supported in that process, and ultimately that we can support them through funding to be able to develop their clubs and support them in doing the really important work that they do in their local communities.
And some sports clubs across Donegal do need some significant upgrading and investment. What is the level of investment this fund can achieve for some clubs?
The most recent round, the maximum was €200,000 maximum grant per club. That's something we'll decide before it's opened up. We expect to open it in June. Whether that might increase or not, it'll depend on the overall funding envelope that we receive from the Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, which will be agreed before the funding round is announced. But certainly it'll be very similar to what the grants levels were last time around. And we had a really good outcome in the county last time around, with many, many clubs getting grants. But I know clubs have more plans. There's more and more people, thankfully, of all ages and all genders participating in sport every week. And that's leading to increased demands as well in relation to facilities within clubs. So we want to make sure that we're supporting clubs in their plans to expand their facilities and improve them. And this next sports cabinet round this year will be really important in doing that. And key to clubs doing well out of that is preparing and making sure that they get their application in. And that's the reason I'm holding these information meetings to give them that information in advance and to make sure that there's a good level of applications from clubs across the county.